coming Friday, November 22nd, and Saturday, November 23rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 11 in the morning Central Time on November the 22nd through 11 in the morning Central on November 23rd. Issues Etc. 24. Friday, November 22nd, and Saturday, November 23rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, this has been the last 10 days. Terrible disasters, both abroad and here in the United States. Some rather untimely tornadoes swept through Illinois, did tremendous property damage and injuries, of course. And then that's in the wake of this typhoon that hit the Philippines and unspeakable damage and loss of life there as well. Joining us to talk about the relief efforts, both in Illinois and in the Philippines, Dr. Carlos Hernandez. He's Director of Church and Community Engagement for LCMS Disaster Response. Dr. Hernandez, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
You are in East Peoria, Illinois, and you've been, I take it, trying to survey at least part of the damage that the tornadoes did earlier this week. What have you seen there? What's the nature and extent of the damage as you find it?
Well, what you see when you have a, I think it's an F5, F3 through 5 tornado, is homes completely leveled. There's nothing left, down to the foundation. For block after block after block in specific areas, specifically in Washington, Illinois, around the vicinity of Our Savior Lutheran Church. So that's where I'm at right now. And so that's what I've seen, you know, total destruction.
This follows after terrible tornadoes that we experienced several years ago in Joplin, Illinois. How would you compare the extent of the damage that you're seeing up there?
You mean Joplin, Missouri?
Joplin, Missouri. How would you compare the extent of the damage?
Well, it's more localized. In Joplin, it was like widespread, you know, like 2 miles wide for 5 miles. It just, everything was down, you know. So where it's localized around the Washington, Illinois area and around the vicinity or neighborhood of Our Savior Lutheran Church, it looks very much the same, but it's not as widespread as Joplin, Missouri.
Are we talking about, in the case of the Washington tornado, hundreds of homes completely destroyed?
Oh, yeah. No, hundreds of homes that are completely destroyed or damaged to the point where there's going to be a lot of work. There's some that will be able to be, repaired. But the majority of them, from what we've seen, is like their total destruction.
What are the most immediate needs that need to be met after a storm like that?
Well, it's pretty much what we do, or at least the major thing we do right away initially when we come on site, and that is transitional housing. In other words, if you've lost your home, where are you going to go? Well, you can go with relatives and friends for a while, but folks need a place where they can, you know, be on their own and sit and think straight, you know, sit at the kitchen table and figure out what are we going to do next. So that's what we try to do. And sometimes that can be, as they're waiting for insurance and FEMA and all that, and sometimes insurance, depending on what kind of insurance you have, some insurance will are great. I mean, they'll put you up in a motel, but still, that's just very basic transitional, immediate transitional. Eventually, you're going to have to find an apartment or a house somewhere. And so that's the critical need. We've been surveying, spent a lot of time at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Washington, Illinois, with the Reverend Thomas Heron. And he has right now probably anywhere from 10 to 15 families that lost their homes. We were just out there again today and talked to Pastor Heron. We had hoped to go and see some of these families, but I guess he's just overwhelmed. We talked to some people from the preschool that they have, and they said, well, we got some families in the preschool too. So that could potentially be anywhere from maybe 15 to 20 or more families in the church and school that have lost their homes. And that's where we try to respond right away to getting folks back in with a roof over their heads, transitional housing, is the most critical need, and that's why we're on the scene here to try to assess those needs.
So the picture is that the congregation and its pastor become for you kind of the conduit to which you're exposed to the various needs of the people who've lost homes and property. That's how you kind of locate the people in
need. Yes, we talk to the pastor. We talk to sometimes we need to talk to other people. Like today, we did talk to a DCE that's had a close contact with a preschool. And we sort of, you know, we ideally, and we've been able to do this sometimes in other places where the pastor will actually take us out to the home so we can see the home. We can talk to the families. We can talk to them, pray with them. You know, we do on-site. You know, we do the work of pastors. You know, we're pastors. I am a pastor. Reverend Glenn Merritt, who works with me, although he's in the Philippines right now, we're all pastors, and we walk alongside the pastor and share in his work. Here, it's been a little bit different. Every place is different. And so what we're doing, what I'm doing, because I will leave here on Sunday, is I'm passing the baton over to Reverend Joel Kluver, who is a mission executive for the Central Illinois District. So basically, I'm showing him what we do, how do we write up the grant, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's been a while, I think, that they haven't had too many tornadoes here in these parts, so he hasn't been involved in it too much. So basically, I'm doing a little training for Reverend Kluver. He will follow up. He will get back to Reverend Heron so as not to, you know, force the issue. But we need to act pretty quickly here within the next 2-3 days, no longer than a week. We're going to have to assess the amount of needs, you know, the financial needs, and then LCMS Disaster Response is ready to respond with a grant. Already, we gave the grant of $10,000 to the district, to Reverend Joel Kluver, to hand out to as he continues his work in the district after we leave. Not that we're not willing to come back, but right now we just need to, since he is the person on site, hand the baton over to him, and he'll follow up with the pastors in identifying those families that are in need. There's a few more. There's another 3 or 4 other churches. In fact, after this phone call, we're going to see Reverend Kurt Muse of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in East Peoria. And we're going to do an assessment there. He's going to tell us about families in his congregation that whose homes were totaled.
A question for you about the Philippines. I know you mentioned Pastor Glenn Merritt and others have been there on the ground in the Philippines. What have you heard about the disaster relief efforts there? We're talking about the scope of a disaster of magnitudes greater.
Well, I've seen in the LCMS webpage, you know, the pictures of the utter destruction. We also got a phone call. He was able to find a little cell, you know, where we got a little better coverage. And he called us and he explained, and he's texted me too. It's the worst that he's ever seen. You know, we've been in Haiti and Chile and Japan. That this is absolutely the worst, you know, so many people, you know, dead. It's just horrendous sights. And, you know, many people who were spared, from the typhoon, from the deadly force of the typhoon, are dying for the lack of food, the lack of water, lack of medical care. So it's like a disaster following another disaster. So easily the worst that we've ever seen in our, gosh, 10, 15 years of working in this ministry.
What can our listeners do to help?
Well, first of all, I mean, definitely keep all these folks in prayer. We firmly believe that there's power in prayer. The second thing, of course, as people are able, as the God has blessed them, to send donations to our disaster response ministry, and it's very, very sorely needed. Already, money has begun to be designated for the work in the Philippines. I think they've already received quite a bit of money to work on site. So they didn't go empty-handed. They're already beginning to hand out money and to serve needs. They've been there almost a week. But so yes, we like in every disaster, donations are the most important part. So we can quickly apply those funds to the greatest need, and the needs are just overwhelming in the Philippines as well as here in Washington, Illinois, and Peoria area.
Folks, you can help support the victims of the typhoon in the Philippines and the tornadoes in Illinois by making a tax-deductible donation to LCMS Disaster Response. You'll find a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. You can also give them a call. Any questions you might have about helping out, 1-888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, LCMS Disaster Response. Dr. Carlos Hernandez is Director of Church and Community Engagement for LCMS Disaster Response. Dr. Hernandez, thank you very much for being our guest.
Bet. Bye-bye.
When we come back, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will take us into the third chapter of Malachi in our series on Christ in the Old Testament. We'll talk about this book of remembrance that God orders written. What is it? We'll answer that question after this.
Arch Fitness of Greater St. Louis has a new fall schedule for adult boot camps and sports performance training classes. There's plenty of flexibility with workouts on weekday mornings, weekday evenings, or even Saturday mornings. Arch Fitness has a new, bigger location at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God is only $15.99. CPH.org.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy, the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen on Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org. Click Support. The Issues Etc. 300.